FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
In the studio, it's Kerry Tindall. Hello, Kerry, how are you?
Hi, Ian. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
Oh, thanks for coming in and braving the weather. Now, Kerry, there's lots I want to talk about, but first of all, let's find out a little bit more about you, because you're based in the High Street.
Yes, we are.
Creative Island that we're going to be chatting about in a moment, but it's independent art that you're here to represent.
Yes, yeah, I'm from Independent Arts. We're a creative health charity. We've been working on the island now for next year. It'll be 40 years we've been here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an achievement.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're a creative health charity, so... Creative health, it's a relatively new term, if it's not known to you. Creative health is interested in the connection between the arts and creativity and our health and our well-being and our happiness. So there's a whole ton of evidence pointing to the benefits for engaging with the arts for our health and well-being. So, yeah, it's a great, growing and an interesting sector to work in.
Yeah, and in a world where there's a lot of health issues, mental health issues, I think this would be fantastic. You must be seeing some incredible people that at the start, when you see them, they must come in and sort of, I don't know, they're like a lot of people, lack of confidence and so on. And all of a sudden, they're doing stuff that they love and there's a change.
Yes, absolutely. I think that most of the people that come and join our projects wouldn't describe themselves as artists, but they come with a willingness to try the arts and creativity to support their health and their well-being. And as I say, there's so much evidence to, support the benefits. Certainly for reducing stress, for building resilience and, a little immune boost, for supporting recovery if you've had a hospital procedure or you're recovering from an illness or you're just having a tricky time, it's a great way to invest some time in yourself. And yeah.
So look, if because I didn't know where you were based, and you've just told us, and we can describe it to the listener. If the listener doesn't know where you're based, when you walk down the High Street,
yep.
And you got Barhead Travel one side and Waterstones,
yeah.
And you're directly opposite.
Yeah, we are. Yes, so we're on the corner of the High Street and St James's Square. and we're in the old building that was a very fashionable clothes shop. The brands available, but so you can't miss us. We have huge windows, and our windows are always displaying beautiful things that are made in our workshops by our participants.
So, if people want to be involved, or they need some help, assistance, advice, can they just wander in off the street?
Yeah, absolutely. We're open 6 days a week. We have groups and projects running 6 days a week. We work across the life course, so young and old, right through from primary age children and families, right through to people in their later years. So come on in, pick up a What's On guide, chat to one of our coordinators, and see if there's something that might suit you.
How wonderful. And I know that you haven't been there for 40 years, but this has been going on for 40 years on the Isle of Wight.
Next year is our 40th anniversary. So,
oh, you're celebrating, you must be.
Oh, we will be, yes.
There was a hint of, I can't tell you anything in your voice. But you're planning a big event for next year?
Yes, we will be celebrating next year. It's a real milestone for us, and considering we're a charity and we're self-funded, so it's all grants and foundations that fund us. I think it's a really remarkable achievement. I've only been part of that story for the last 11 years, but yeah, I've got some fantastic colleagues. We're such a great team.
I bet you've got some wonderful stories as well.
Yeah, I think we have. Yes.
So look, let's leads us on to the million-dollar question. There's a big thing that's happening later this year, and I know that there was an email went around the other day and said we've got to try and keep it quiet for the time being. We're going to make a big launch of it, but it's a bit tricky because we're getting everybody in that's part of this project to come in and tell us what they're actually doing later in the year. Now, if you're listening to Vexus Radio over the last couple of weeks, you'd have heard a number of interviews with a number of organisations here on the Isle of Wight that are coming in to talk about the Can You Hear Us project. Now, all we can say to those people is, shh, don't shout about it just yet, because it's all going to happen later this year and it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. So the question is, what are you going to be doing for it?
Well, yes, we're very excited to be part of the of this project. We're going to be taking it to all our groups that we run in our hub and out in the community, and to 8 of the care homes, residential care homes that we work in as well. Our particular strand is everyday creativity, and actually a key focus of the project is trying to encourage more people to take part in the arts and creativity on a regular, more regular basis, on perhaps a daily basis, would be great. You know, at the moment we tend to, you know, might go to a gallery in the year, or you might head out to a museum, but it tends to be that novel visit. Whereas this is really about encouraging behaviour change, and that's absolutely been our life's work for the last 40 years. We've been building communities and an arts culture where people, as I say, engage regularly, that wouldn't consider themselves to be artists, but they come along because they want to give creativity and a more holistic, gentle approach to their health a try. So that's our strand. We're going to be, we've got a raft of workshops that we've planned that will start in July, in June rather. Anyone can get involved, not just our participants. We want as many people to take part as possible, you know, to support our strand's ambitions for encouraging, you know, the regular islander to come along and join in. So we have workshops, as I say, running for the next three months, from June, July and August. We're going to be doing all kinds of really lovely creative things. We're going to be working with a ceramic artist, working with a textile artist. We're going to be doing some sound work with our singing groups. We're planning a large public participatory singing event, which will go on when the Can You Hear Us cultural event launches later, as you've explained, later in the year. So yeah, lots of exciting things, lots of ways for everyone to join in.
Wow. I was going to ask you what sort of things are we going to be doing, but you mentioned there singing and a few other bits and bobs as well. Is there any more detail that you can give us? I mean, just say for instance, I'm now thinking, how can I be involved? I want to be involved. What am I going to be good at? The ceramics thing, not quite sure about me doing ceramics, but I'd give it a go. Is that kind of pottery like? Is that
yes, well, our project is actually called Seed, and we chose that name because it has all those really rich associations of growth and possibility and potential, that we hope that those that take part in our workshops and are part of our community experience on their journey with us. So as part of the project, everyone that takes part, so everyone that comes along, will be invited to make a ceramic seed. And that's going to form part of what we call a seed archive, which will mark the moment of this really important cultural event that's going to be happening on the island here, and also their participation. So for each person will have this little individual seed that will be shaped and made and fired and glazed and kept as part of the project. So that gives you a little sample.
It does. It gives us a really good. So how do we, the people, get involved? Do we have to wait for something to be announced? Do we have to, you know, pop into the shop? Will we see a website? I mean, you're going to be inundated with people wanting to be involved. So how do they?
Oh, I really hope so. As I said, we're we're opening the group up, we're opening the project up to all the groups and projects that we run, and those groups are open for people to join at any point. So as I explained earlier, we have groups for families, we have a men's group, we have a dance group that's actually running at the moment in our hub, we have five singing groups across the island, we have visual arts groups, we have a youth group, we have mental health groups. So we have so many different groups. We hope there's something for everyone.
So those people that are not actually in any of those groups at the moment, but find this like, well, I want to be involved. How do I do that? Is it a case of popping into the shop?
Pop in and pick up a What's On guide, and then you can see the different times of day and the different locations that the groups are running in, or hop on our website, www.independentarts.org.uk. As I say, come in and have a person-to-person chat with one of our coordinators, if that's the way you'd prefer to approach us, or hop on the phone and give us a ring. It's 01983 822 437.
Fantastic. Just do that website again for us.
www.independentarts.org.uk.
Fantastic. And based in the High Street, have you got any other offices around the island?
No, we don't, but we do, as I say, our five singing groups. I think we've got six singing groups, actually. I'll be told off for that. are all over the island, Lake, Ryde, Cowes and East Cowes, Freshwater, and Newport as well. So, yeah, come along and find a singing group if music is the hook for you. We work across the arts, in all art forms. So, as I say, visual arts, dancing, singing.
Wonderful. No, I look forward to seeing it and working with you this summer as part of the Can You Hear Us project. And I mean, we all know that the last few years, when there are announcements made with funds and monies and the amount of money that's needed for the adult social care and so on. And it's organisations like yours that are making a real difference. Because just say, for instance, if you took your organisation out of it with all the others that are doing fantastic work, then that care bill might be a little bit more expensive, mightn't it? So congratulations on what you do, and long may it continue.
Thank you so much, Ian. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming in.